910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A fired-up President Biden touted his accomplishments and outlined future goals in his State of the Union speech last night.
President Biden delivering the State of the Union, making the case for a second term, and taking the fight to Donald Trump.
My inherited economy is on the brink. Now our economy is literally the envy of the world.
The president addressing the border crisis, an issue where he's polling poorly, scolding Republicans for failing to take up the bipartisan border bill. Biden noting it would have added thousands of border security agents, judges, and asylum officers to the border.
ABC's Ike Adjaci. Majority Leader Steve Scalise announced the House would vote next week on a bill forcing TikTok to separate from Chinese parent ByteDance. 40 state attorneys general sent a letter to Facebook parent Meta expressing deep concern over what they say is a dramatic uptick of complaints about takeovers and lockouts. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's job numbers hit an all-time high in January. The State Department of Workforce Development released their numbers Thursday. Wisconsin's unemployment rate was at 3.2%, below the national unemployment rate of 3.7%. The number of jobs hit historic highs, with over 3 million non-farm jobs and 2.6 million private jobs across the state. DWD Secretary Amy Pachacik says that she expects Wisconsin's economy will continue to break records into 2024. An appellate court says Wisconsin regulators have to develop PFAS restrictions before mandating cleanups. The ruling is a win for businesses in the state. Attorney General Josh Call says he'll appeal the case to the state Supreme Court. Call says having to work with lawmakers will slow down the enforcement of new clean drinking water rules. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin heads to Purdue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team wraps up their regular season schedule with a tough matchup against number 3 ranked Purdue in Indiana. Tip-off time Sunday at 12:30. The Badgers finally with a win last night, 78-66, over Rutgers at the Kohl Center. Head coach Greg Gard after the game.
It wasn't a lot of set calls, and that's what you have to do against that type of defense is, you know, we run a little ball screen motion, but most time we were coming scattered.
The Badgers women's hockey team in Minneapolis to face Minnesota in the final face-off tourney. The Badgers' Kirsten Sims named the WCHA Player of the Year. Baseball, Brewers beating the White Sox 8-2. So what's the key to success in the major leagues?
Don't make it about you. Always make it about the other person or make it about other people. Don't make it about you. Don't let your mind go there. Your job, your pay, your next promotion, your next job. Just keep your head down. That would be my advice. Be passionate.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116. Our caring advisors can connect you to trustworthy local experts and the support you need to age well at home. Real people, real assistance, and real connections are just a phone call away with the Elder Care Locator. 1-800-677-1116.
Tune in Friday. We'll air the grievances and recap the State of the Union address. Devil's Advocates Fridays are the best because we made it to the weekend.
It is going to be mostly cloudy for a while this morning, gradually becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high 40, the wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 21. Tomorrow, sunshine 38. We'll bounce back Sunday, sunny 45. By Monday, partly cloudy with a high of 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in, goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Celebrate International Women's Day with me, Maggie Dawn, this Friday, joined by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
If your workout includes baling hay and pitching pens, then you'll be comfortable right here. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Finally Friday, and it looks like it's going to be a soggy Friday for a bunch of the folks in Wisconsin. Welcome in, everybody. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke. So glad you're joining us. Hey, you rainfall reporters, you're going to get your workout today. Don't forget, hoping that you'll share your rainfall reports not only with me, but also with the National Weather Service. Pretty easy to share it with me. Toll-free number for our talk text line, 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. And you can share whenever you get the opportunity. Like I said, the forecast for today is calling for a good chance of rain. Doesn't really matter where you are. Now it's only 63% possible. Odds were a little bit better yesterday. Today's daytime highs right around 45 degrees. Winds are going to be out of the northeast about 13 miles an hour. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and 44. Sunday, sunshine and 49. Monday, sunshine and 62 degrees. And believe me, by midweek next week, we are back to well above average temperatures. Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist, is on the way. Well, we've been looking forward to it all week. The world champion cheese announcement at the Monona Terrace Convention Center.
Now, our world champion cheese. With a winning score of 98.98, the 2024 world champion title.
Spoiler alert, no Wisconsin cheese was named world champion cheese, but we did make the top 20. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Farm Director Pam Youngke. All week long, we've been watching the action at the Monona Terrace Convention Center, where the World Champion Cheese event unfolded. And yesterday, the final three were introduced to the audience. In the second runner-up position, the farm at Doe Run with their entry from Coatesville, Pennsylvania. The first runner-up cheese came from the Netherlands and the Dutch cheesemakers with their Vintage Lot 18. And the world champion cheese announced yesterday was from Switzerland. Kind of a combination, as they tell me, of Swiss and a little bit of a Gruyere influence. They call it the Hornbacher. Michael Spiker is the cheesemaker that has now won the world champion cheese event 4 times. In the audience, amazingly enough, yesterday was one of their U.S. representatives that happened to be in Madison. His name, Joe Stallone, and he was quite overwhelmed by being at the center of attention at the Monona Terrace Convention Center. I asked him to explain their philosophy in cheesemaking.
So my name is Joe Stallone. So I'm the USA representative for Gormino, the Gormino cheesemakers, and the Gormino cheesemaker that won is Michael Spiker. And Gormino is a team of cheesemakers, owner. Gormino is owned by the cheesemakers. There's 13 cheesemakers. Michael's one of them. And this isn't his first time winning, but I was here just as a media person to collect some sound bites for a podcast that I'm on, the Cutting the Curd podcast. And I had the good fortune to accept.
Wow. That is excellent. Wonderful. Yeah. Now, you'll have to start from the beginning, though. What is the Hornbacher?
So the Hornbacher is a Swiss mountain cheese made in the Canton of Bern by Michael Spiker in his Fritzenhaus dairy. And it is aged in his cellar. And this wheel is aged about 8 months.
Yeah.
And it's a recipe that was developed about 30 years ago, give or take. It's made in his Le Gruyere AOP dairy, which is also, he's had the good fortune of winning the same award with.
Mm-hmm.
So this is made from that same good milk by that same talented cheesemaker.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And tell me about the milk.
So the milk is pure, beautiful Swiss raw mountain milk that's delivered twice daily. And those all sound like just benign, romantic words, right? But there really is something to be said about that mountain milk, the pastures, you know, the higher elevations, the grasses, flowers, and herbs that are present. The strict rules surrounding Le Gruyere AOP also apply because that milk is really, they're really Le Gruyere AOP dairy farmers that then Michael makes a specialty with. Even though he's not following the cheesemaking rules, the dairy farmers are following the rules they must abide by for that milk before they bring it to the dairy.
A lot of
dairies cooperating with you?
It's about 9 or 10 dairies, I believe. Uh-huh. They're all small scale. You know, some of them are delivering 4 or 5 milk cans. So, you know, it's not, they're not massive deliveries. It's really tiny scale in the scheme of in the dairy world.
How big is that plant?
Well, each dairy is rather small, right? So collectively, it might impress you its size, but really, they're all small village or mountain dairies. So in comparison to, like, what we would consider industrial cheese, it's not that. It's really small-scale, collected together, and then Gormino will do affinage for all the cheesemakers to some degree, especially for the larger wheels, like the Emmentaler AOP and Le Gruyere AOP.
There was conversation about the back and forth that went on what was coming to the United States.
Yeah, so we always will defer to the cheesemaker, so we could give our input because we know the market. But Michael Speaker, he's the cheesemaker. It's his baby. He has the final say about what he wants to submit, and we have to trust his palate. And obviously, he kind of knows how to pick them.
Yeah.
He won in 2022, and he won in 2020, and he won in 2008. Just incredible.
Yeah, 4 times record.
Yeah.
What has that meant to sales and the visibility for Gormino?
It's huge. All of our sales are really done through education. But it's nice to phone somebody and tell them who you are, and usually we're warmly welcomed. And in our industry, we have a lot of incredible people in the cheese industry. It's just great. It's just a way to sew together all the good energy.
It really was great energy yesterday as they concluded the event. That was Joe Saloni, the U.S. representative for Gormino Ag. They are the makers of the Hornbacher cheese that was named the world champion cheese. You know, talk about energy. All the cheesemakers that had been working with each other all week were giving each other hugs as they headed for the airport. And a lot of camaraderie within that cheesemaking group, whether it's here in Wisconsin, in the United States, or halfway around the world. Again, congratulations to now 4-time world champion cheesemaker Michael Speaker at Mountain Dairy Fritzenhaus in Bern, Switzerland, part of the Gormino Ag Group. Let's not forget, Wisconsin did have 2 of our Wisconsin cheesemakers that ended up in the top 20. Big shout out on a Friday morning to the Schumann family up in Turtle Lake, Wisconsin. Schumann Cheese made it into the top 20. And also the Henning family in Kiel, Henning's Cheese, another Wisconsin cheesemaker that ended up in the top 20. You know, as the glitter was clearing and the crowds were leaving, I thought to myself, here we've got more than 3,300 entries from around the world, world-class cheese. Some got sampled, but a whole lot was left behind. What happens to all the cheese that was left behind from the World Champion Cheese event? Stephanie Hoff, I think you know more.
It's safe to say the judges alone could not eat all 3,302 contest entries. So the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association is going to use those dairy products to give back. Executive Director John Umhafer has the details.
So we've got 3 truckloads of cheese here at the World Championship Cheese Contest, and it goes a lot of different directions. The largest direction is donation, and that's going to Second Harvest here in Madison, and serving South Central Wisconsin. And that's everything from the mild cheddars to the string cheeses, many of our classes, the butters, all heading to help out folks in the area. And then we have buyers at various cheese stores around the state that are buying up cheese. But most importantly, a lot of it goes to our own event. We have an industry event in April, and we auction off the gold medalists to support this event, to bring people in for this event.
Let's start with the donation piece. What's their reaction when you show up with truckloads of cheese? And, is it all ready to go out to people, or does there have to be some cutting processes?
Well, we're lucky. We're fortunate that the food bank here in Madison has a license to, food-grade license to cut and package cheese. So they're able to take a 40-pound block of cheddar and make it into nice 1-pound pieces for folks. They also like to get those retail packages. We get a lot of retail packages, just like you'd see at a grocery store. It's being judged here. So those are coming in. We'll get a big box of string cheese. The judges will eat 1 piece of string cheese, and all the rest then can be gone for donation, already packaged and sealed up, just like you'd see it at the store.
So what do you hear from Second Harvest when you do this event? Are they appreciative? What do their clients have to say about it?
Sure. I think one of the great things about having an event in the city now for decades, really, is the opportunity to form these partnerships. And I know that they really enjoy this. This is a special onslaught of cheese that they get, but it's a great chance for the families to come in and see cheeses and try things that they don't usually receive. And it's right there for them to take. And so they may be having their first bite of Baby Swiss or something from Europe. So it's nice.
That's pretty special. And now I want to talk about the other impact here of auctioning off those gold medalists and putting those funds back into this event, back into this community, really.
Right. This event really runs mostly on the auction that we have at the end. Entries are important, but we try to keep the entry price down so that the very smallest farmstead cheesemaker can enter this contest along with the biggest cheesemakers in the world. So we really rely on that auction that happens within the industry. And what we find is that the industry suppliers, the folks giving our members ingredients or cheese vats, they come to our event and they bid on the cheeses from their favorite cheesemakers and the cheesemakers they're doing business with. It's become a way of saying thank you for your business in the industry. And everybody benefits because the cheesemaker is happy. We can keep doing this contest and the supplier has a chance to say thank you.
What is the price tag for some of these gold medal cheeses when they get auctioned off?
It's pretty amazing. We have that event. We auction off by the pound and we may have a 40-pound block going for $10,000 at the event. So it's pretty exciting. It's a great room. We have a couple thousand people there for that auction. That'll be in Milwaukee this year in April. And, yeah, they can be very expensive, but it's really the supplier's way of saying thank you for your business.
John Umhafer along with us. He's the executive director of the Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association. They host the World Championship Cheese Contest. As he outlined for us, the impact of this contest goes beyond just the judging that happened this week. Those 3,000 plus entries will now go to make a difference in the community. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Haw.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwaba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Never gained team, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, the loss of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Friday on Matt Mayer on Air, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer at 10:33. 11:33, UW-Madison's David Drake says there's a whiff in the air with animals on the move. Don't miss it.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Henning from Henning's Cheese up in Kiel was in the top 20. I asked him what he thought when he found out about it.
I didn't think, you know, every cheesemaker wants to be in this position, and most of the time you just think, you know, there's no way you're going to be in the top 20 when it's a world contest. I mean, there's just so much competition here, and to be in the top 20 out of 3,000-some entries, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, Kerry Henning, again, a master cheesemaker at Henning's Cheese up in Kiel, one of the top 20. And he was so excited yesterday, Stu. I'll tell you what, it was hard for him to contain it. Now, like I said, bummer that none of the Wisconsin cheeses ended up in the top three, but the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin said that we had more than 30 Wisconsin cheeses that made it in the competition. So overall, really, really good, huh?
Absolutely. Got to be proud of that.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, let's see what we've got coming our way weather-wise. Time for a Compere Financial Ag weather update. Madison, right now I'm not getting any rain. Is anybody seeing any out there?
It's on the southern border, especially southwest Wisconsin, down to Illinois, northeast Iowa, a little scattered up just south of Wausau, too. Just nothing widespread or all that heavy, but that's going to change a little bit today. There will be some rain. I think we all still have a chance to see rain. The cool front lining up this morning from north central down towards southwest Minnesota. Oh, far northeast Iowa right now, where that cool front runs down into southern Iowa. The heaviest precipitation most likely still in Iowa, far southern and maybe southeast Wisconsin down into Illinois. And even there, quarter to half inch amounts look to be about the extent of it. But some rain will develop through the day, linger into the night, could mix with a little snow as it comes to an end tonight, drying it out as we head towards Saturday. You know it's going to cool down today and tomorrow as that cloud cover and the moisture build on in will dry it out, warm it up on towards Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Very mild as we head into next week. Those 60s most likely will be returning. So another very mild air mass just waiting to filter on in once we make our way to next week. I'll have forecast details right after this.
At Compere Financial, we provide services based on your needs. So whether it's ag lending, crop insurance, or other financial services, or you're seeking industry expertise from a trusted advisor, we're here as a partner and member of your community that is defined by you. Contact your local Compere Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compere.com/you for your lending and other financial needs. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
As a proud sponsor of the WIAA, Rural Mutual roots for all of Wisconsin student athletes. Whether they're a hometown hero or they dream of the national spotlight, sportsmanship keeps Wisconsin strong. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA to learn more about how they support high school athletics.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you got to take one for the team, at least look to Bobcat Plus to help you out. Bobcat Plus has been keeping you from the aches and the pains of the tough jobs for years. Bobcat Plus carries new and used Bobcat equipment, and all locations have a full service department, parts, and rentals. They're in Eau Claire, Butler, Appleton, and De Pere, featuring a full lineup of compact wheel and truck loaders, mini excavators, compact tractors, zero-turn mowers, hundreds of hard-working attachments, and so much more. Stop in or visit BobcatPlus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
All righty, Stu, you animal, give me that forecast for today and the weekend.
Yeah, it's going to get a little better after we get through today. Our Compere Financial Ag Weather Update does call for more clouds. Call it even mostly cloudy today, and rain will develop, especially through this morning into the afternoon almost everywhere. Into the 40s, 44, 45 degrees. The northeast winds about 5 to 10. And like I say, maybe up to a quarter, could be a half inch of rain in the far south. Tonight, still a bit of rain and snow with cloudy skies. It will end during the night, and I'm anticipating nighttime lows down around 30, maybe an upper 20 here or there, and winds from the north at 5 to 10. Skies will become mostly sunny on Saturday, and I'd expect very low 40s for highs. Northwest winds could gust to 25, and by Sunday, More sunshine, mid and a few upper 40s with that northwest wind still a bit gusty, Pam, up toward 25. Going to feel a bit chilly with that wind on Saturday and Sunday, you know, gusting to 25. But temps are on the way up and we get more mild next week. A little rain chance could try to edge in toward midweek.
You know, let's face it, we are still so deficit as far as soil moisture is concerned. I mean, I don't want those big, heavy gobsobbers, but if we can pick up, you know, half an inch, three quarters of an inch on a fairly consistent basis, that would be dandy.
Yeah, that starts making a big difference. Yeah, we don't need that couple of inches in one storm or the huge snowstorm suddenly, but we'll keep watching.
Yeah, don't say snow again. Yeah. All right, buddy.
Oh, come on, Pam. It's only March.
Have a good weekend, buddy. We'll talk to you on Monday.
All right, see you then.
Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, with your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update on a Friday. Remember, Compure Financial is your financial partner when it comes to agriculture or rural America. Find out more, find an office near you online at compure.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Todd Allbuzz Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbuzz Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A fired-up President Biden touted his accomplishments and outlined future goals in his State of the Union speech last night.
President Biden delivering the State of the Union, making the case for a second term, and taking the fight to Donald Trump.
My inherited economy is on the brink. Now our economy is literally the envy of the world.
The president addressing the border crisis, an issue where he's polling poorly, scolding Republicans for failing to take up the bipartisan border bill. Biden noting it would have added thousands of border security agents, judges, and asylum officers to the border.
ABC's Ike Ajachi. Majority Leader Steve Scalise announced the House would vote next week on a bill forcing TikTok to separate from Chinese parent ByteDance. 40 state attorneys general sent a letter to Facebook parent Meta expressing deep concern over what they say is a dramatic uptick of complaints about takeovers and lockouts. This is ABC News.
for Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's job numbers hit an all-time high in January. The State Department of Workforce Development released their numbers Thursday. Wisconsin's unemployment rate was at 3.2%, below the national unemployment rate of 3.7%. The number of jobs hit historic highs, with over 3 million non-farm jobs and 2.6 million private jobs across the state. DWD Secretary Amy Pachakik says that she expects Wisconsin's economy will continue to break records into 2024. An appellate court says Wisconsin regulators have to develop PFAS restrictions before mandating cleanups. The ruling is a win for businesses in the state. Attorney General Josh Call says he'll appeal the case to the state Supreme Court. Call says having to work with lawmakers will slow down the enforcement of new clean drinking water rules. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin heads to Purdue. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team wraps up their regular season schedule with a tough matchup against number 3-ranked Purdue in Indiana. Tip-off time Sunday at 12:30. The Badgers finally with a win last night, 78-66, over Rutgers at the Kohl Center. Head coach Greg Gard after the game.
There wasn't a lot of set calls, and that's what you have to do against that type of defense is, you know, we run a little ball screen motion, but most time we were coming scattered.
The Badgers women's hockey team in Minneapolis to face Minnesota in the final face-off tourney. The Badgers' Kirsten Sims named the WCHA Player of the Year. Baseball, Brewers beating the White Sox 8-2. So what's the key to success in the major leagues?
Don't make it about you. Always make it about the other person or make it about other people. Don't make it about you. Don't let your mind go there. Your job, your pay, your next promotion, your next job. Just keep your head down. That would be my advice. Be passionate.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Friday on Nightlight, we talk Green Bay Film Festival and what's coming up on Max Inc. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Celebrate International Women's Day with me, Maggie Dawn, this Friday, joined by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4.
It is going to be mostly cloudy for a while this morning, gradually becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high 40, the wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 21. Tomorrow, sunshine 38. We'll bounce back Sunday, sunny 45 by Monday, partly cloudy with a high of 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Celebrate International Women's Day with me, Maggie Dawn, this Friday, joined by Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 until 4. The Todd Allbus Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
She's sweeter than a glass of chocolate milk and louder than a morning rooster. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Rainfall reporters mobilize. We've got that in the forecast. Now it's about a 63% chance of rain. Showers today, 45 are expected high. Partly cloudy tomorrow, 44. Sunday, sunny and 49. Monday, sunny and 62. By the middle of next week, we're going to be up around the mid to upper 60s. Yeah, rainfall reporters, I love to hear from you. Remember, you can always use our talk text line as a direct line of communication to me. Rainfall reports are welcome. The number is 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. As that rain comes in, feel free to update me as you get the opportunity to look at that rain gauge. Today is the 8th day of March. What can I tell you? On this day back in 1817, the New York Stock Exchange was founded. The location? 11 Wall Street. It is the world's largest stock exchange, or at least in 1817 it surely was. On this day in 1971, the fight of the century, Joe Frazier, triumphs over Muhammad Ali. Ali was stripped of his world heavyweight champion title in 1967 for refusing to go into the armed forces. He was still undefeated. Frazier had to beat him to be recognized as the new world champion. Happened on this day back in 1971. On this day in 1979, the compact disc is presented to the public. Philips and Sony both developed the CD. They later collaborated to produce kind of a standard format and CD players. And that happened in 1979. And now it's kind of difficult some days to figure out how to play them, huh? Although most, a lot of cars still have it in. And then a happy birthday to another oldie but goodie, Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees, 79 years young today. And now you know. Well, we talk a lot about food here on the Farm Show because the two go hand in glove. And boy, I'll tell you what, if you've got a favorite hamburger that you enjoy in your backyard, around the neighborhood, across the state, the Wisconsin Beef Council wants to know about it. Charity Seebecker gives us details.
You know that burger that you order every time you go out to eat? That one that you crave throughout the week? Well, now it's time to share that hunger with others and give it and the restaurant the full recognition it deserves. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and the Wisconsin Beef Council has kicked off their first annual Wisconsin's Best Burger Contest. Director of Communications Caitlin Kessler says this contest is designed to seek out and promote 100% beef burgers prepared in Wisconsin restaurants.
So this is our very first year of doing a statewide Wisconsin's Best Burger Contest. We've done regional contests in the past, and we're going to continue doing those regional contests because we've established great partnership with those. But this is a chance for our entire state to be in the spotlight. So we're looking for the best burger in Wisconsin, and folks are invited to nominate their favorite throughout the month of March. And we're going to go out there and decide who's going to be crowned the champion in 2024.
So why was this created?
We talked about doing something on the state level for a little while now. Charity, I know you're very familiar with Madison Burger Week. We often have the great opportunity with you and your team at the Midwest Farm Report to go around and tour some of those places that are competing. And we recently launched Chippewa Valley Burger Week up in that area of the state, and that's going to be happening here in March. And so we've wanted to get more of our regions involved because we've heard anecdotally from our restaurants that this boosts business, boosts people going through into their doors, and also boosts their beef sales. One example that I can think of is in Madison, one of the restaurants that took place in Burger Week. They were featured on the morning show news program, and they had advertisement everywhere. And their customer base mostly thought that they did pasta. That's all that they were known for. They didn't even realize that they had this fantastic burger on the menu. And next thing you know, that burger is just flying out of the kitchen. We had another restaurant in the area say that they ran out of their supplies for burgers because they had such high demand. So we see a lot of great success with the customer base, with media, getting a lot of great conversation. And people are so loyal to their favorite restaurant owners. And so we just wanted to extend that beyond just the Madison area and the Chippewa Valley area to encompass the entire state of Wisconsin. And personally, I'm excited to see what relationships we continue to establish through this, whether it's with the restaurant owners or even the farmers, because some of our restaurants here are sourcing their beef directly from a Wisconsin farm. So it's always fun to learn about those stories as well. So when we decided this is the year we're going to do the state competition, our executive director, Tammy Vossen, really took the lead on this project. And she reached out to the Iowa Beef Council because they have a longstanding burger contest there that's occurring on the state level. And we do like to coordinate with our fellow state beef checkoffs, you know, share ideas and those collaborations. And so we reached out to Iowa and said, can you give us some insight? How do you do this? How does it work? Give us the breakdown of those logistics. And they so graciously helped us out there. And we were thrilled to be able to get it launched yet this year.
And how can someone nominate their favorite burger, or what do they even need to know to make sure that their favorite burger is eligible for this contest?
So if you go to our website, beeftips.com, beef tips, just like a dish you might make at home for supper, right on our home screen, there is going to be a banner that talks about click here to nominate for Wisconsin's best burger. And so you'll click on that, and the first thing that's going to take you to is kind of an overview of the rules and how to help promote if you want to. And then you'll see the section that says nominate your fave. So just click on nominate here. And from there, it's a very simple form. And you don't even have to decide between which burger is your favorite. You'll just have to make sure you tell us which restaurant is a favorite restaurant. Give us your name and your email. Provide the name of the restaurant that you want to nominate and the restaurant city where it is in Wisconsin. And that's it. You've submitted your nomination, but what's going to be really hard is we're only accepting one nomination per person. So you really need to think long and hard about which restaurant you're going to pick. And we're going to keep those nominations open through midnight on March 24th.
That was Wisconsin Beef Council Director of Communications, Caitlin Kessler. Everyone, you have your favorite spot you choose when your burger hunger strikes, and this is the opportunity to recognize those restaurants that work hard to create those delicious memories. Nominate your favorite burger now through March 24th. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Jeez, now you got not only my brain waves moving on what burger I would nominate, but now you got my taste buds going too. Thanks, Charity. We appreciate it. All right, let's take a quick peek at what's going on in the markets on a Friday morning. So far in Chicago, December corn contracts unchanged, $4.69 a bushel. We've got November soybeans up 4, currently at $11.57. July wheat's up 4. $5.43. Dairy Complex had a little problem yesterday. Barrel cheese actually dropped 8 cents to $1.54.5. 40-pound block cheese, that was up just a quarter of a cent at $1.49.25, while AA butter dropped 8 and a quarter cents to $2.76.75 per pound. The fluid milk, class 3 fluid milk, that's what we use for cheese, up 8 cents at $15.99 a hundredweight. The May milk closed 13 cents lower at $16.38 a hundredweight. Now, given those dairy prices, again, I want to remind our dairy farmers, the enrollment period is open for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program. Now, that's something available through your County Farm Service Agency offices. You heard Matt Tranel from EverAg yesterday point out that we already know that there is going to be a payment for January milk loss. We expect there's going to be another payment for February milk loss. So if you get involved in the program, you already know there's money coming your way to defer some of that expense. Sign up for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program continues through the end of April. You can always find out more on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. We are one step closer to the planting season of 2024, and this year, more commodity groups than ever are evaluating the Healthy Grown program as a marketing opportunity. Stephanie Hoff found out more.
The Wisconsin Healthy Grown program is a partnership between the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association and the Division of Extension. This program helps farmers reach their on-farm sustainability goals, and in turn, they get a label to use in their marketing. Extension specialist Dina Knutson tells us what it means to be in the Healthy Grown program.
It's a high bar program. They're certified with a variety of practices from seed all the way until they sell it. They look at their pesticide programs. They develop a resistance management program. They develop programs that would be considered cutting edge. And then also growers do an ecological restoration piece on their farm. So they're looking at the non-ag lands on their farm and what they can do with that, whether it's restoring prairies or wetlands or whatever it is. So it's looking at the whole system together and then having growers do everything they can to keep that system for the longer term in the landscape.
You can learn more about the program at wisconsinpotatoes.com. With a look at your agribusiness news, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
All right. Yeah. And remember, folks, keep an eye out at your local grocery store for the Healthy Grown emblem. It's going to be on potatoes. It's going to be on other produce coming up in 2024. And now you know a little bit more of the story behind that Healthy Grown emblem. Thank you, Stephanie. Well, coming up, the rural voice is really going to matter in this year's elections, whether it's your local election, whether it's the state race, or whether it's the national scene. The rural vote will count. Making sure your vote counts is what AARP of Wisconsin's all about. They're in next.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH and on the Civic Media app.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Nightline with Pete Schwaba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwaba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on Air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allbaugh. Noon to 2 on Friday, we review the State of the Union Address and talk about NIL. Is it going to kill college football like Barry says? Join us on Civic Media.
Your your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Production to people that don't necessarily own much land. Fork Farms. That's where I'll be investigating our stories for next week, starting off in Green Bay. Well, as we wrap it up on a finally Friday, I want to remind all folks, your voice matters when it comes to the upcoming elections, especially folks in rural Wisconsin. Remember, we've got the presidential primary on April 2nd in Wisconsin, state primary on April 13th, and of course, the general election comes up November 5th. And you should be involved in the conversation all along the way. This morning, our friends from AARP of Wisconsin want to remind you they are there to help if you need anything as far as tools to stay engaged in the process. I talked about it with Martin Hernandez. He's the Associate State Director of Advocacy for AARP of Wisconsin and explains why your voice really matters.
Now, absolutely. That's the primary goal for us this year. I think there's going to be a lot of organizations working on trying to make sure that all folks have everything that they need to know where, when, and how to vote. AARP Wisconsin, we have our voting guide. And so folks go online to our website. There's a space there for voting information, and it's the How to Vote in Wisconsin's 2024 elections page. And that'll have detailed breakdown for both the April 2nd primary coming up in a couple of weeks, and then obviously the general election in November, which is the big show that everyone's going to be talking about, especially here in Wisconsin.
But regardless of the presidential vote or not, it's always important that your voice is heard and making sure that you're engaged in the process. I know, Martin, that for a lot of people, it can be challenging. You maybe lack transportation or you have special challenges when it comes to just getting around, period. How do you help them get connected with services or get connected with resources to make sure that they can, again, engage in the process?
We're going to be partnering with organizations across the state, trying to be in as many communities as possible to, again, connect with folks. If they attend one of these voter information events, we can provide them the information there on where, when, and how to vote. It's really about making that plan to vote, whether it's on Election Day and they can find out where they go to cast their ballot on Election Day, or if they want to vote early. That's an option that we know a lot of people have taken up. There's obviously steps that go along with that process, and we're there to guide them along.
Again, Martin Hernandez along with us from AARP of Wisconsin. And as he said, they've got tremendous resources to help you along every step of the way. Just go to aarp.org and you can find Wisconsin's tab to make sure that you're focused in specifically on what's happening here. Now, Martin, you gave us a little bit of a breakdown on the guidelines when the presidential primary comes and obviously the general election. Tell me about some other deadlines that we have to kind of bear in mind, whether it's a mail-in ballot or doing something a little different out of the normal. That usually takes a little advance notice. Any special dates I need to bear in mind there?
So the deadline to register online or by mail for the presidential primary, which is that one coming up on April 2nd, is actually March 13th. So that's not too far away. And so if folks want to receive their ballot by mail, the most straightforward way, that would be they would need to register by Wednesday, March 13th, in order to get that ballot for the April 2nd primary.
Now, what about identification? I think there's some confusion there on what people need to bring with them when they're ready to vote. There's a couple different ways that you can approach that, Martin. Help them understand.
Yes. So here in Wisconsin, you will need to show an accepted photo ID if you go to vote on Election Day. And so that would be something like a Wisconsin driver's license, a passport. And there's other acceptable documentation. And so if someone has, again, any specific question, we obviously recommend the state ID, the driver's license, or a passport if they do have it. But we're happy to connect with them and see if perhaps another document that they have would be able to get them to submit that ballot.
Right. Always ready to help. Now, Martin, tell me a little bit. AARP does a very good job of making sure people understand the issues. The voice of AARP on both the state and national scene, very, very vibrant. Can we give them some direction on maybe issues they want to bone up on before they decide to cast a vote or any of that background information?
Absolutely. We here work with the 50-plus community, and so we know that 50-plus voters are the majority of voters in every election. And so we want to make sure that if they are the majority voice out there casting these votes, that they're being listened to when they are casting their vote. And so when we're out in community this year talking to folks about where, when, and how to vote in Wisconsin, we're also going to be talking to them about caregivers, what can be done legislatively for caregivers, both federally and here at the state level in Wisconsin. So making sure that they're aware that their vote can influence those decisions down the line, and then protecting Social Security. We know that that's a long-term battle that ARP has been involved with for many, many years, and so that's always going to be front and center whenever we're talking about the folks that are going to be able to protect Social Security, right? Those are the folks that we're voting for. We want to make sure that we have folks that will protect Social Security in office.
Yeah, start looking at all this stuff now, folks. It can be overwhelming, and obviously when it comes to all the media play, you want to make sure that you're getting straight information, and that's available through AARP of Wisconsin. Martin Hernandez, along with us, he's the Associate State Director for Advocacy with AARP of Wisconsin, just wanting to make sure all of you eligible voters are engaged in the process, know what your options are, and engage in the process early. AARP.org. is their website. Like we said, regardless of membership, that resource is available to you. Along with Martin Hernandez from AARP of Wisconsin, I'm Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
How artificial intelligence could benefit farmers today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The head of the Center for Risk Management Education and Research at Kansas State University says farmers might find a use for artificial intelligence. Joe Parcell.
Artificial intelligence is really using the power of machines to help us solve problems, to do tasks faster. I think of coders out there that are using this to code and prepare software for how we use that. I work with a lot of data. I'll use AI to help me manipulate the data, tell stories from the data a lot faster. And I think of AI as a user as just a way of speeding up our decision processes.
Parcell suggests AI could help a lot with something many farmers dread, paperwork.
I think of the speed at which it can capture information, especially on the regulatory or the legal side, and help us as farmers be able to write better contracts. Maybe it's on a rental agreement, so it's a win-win for everyone and it changes over time. But then on the accounting side, it's going to reduce kind of the anxiety that I hear in the voices of folks. Well, it's time to go see the accountant and see where we're at before year end. We'll be able to do that a lot quicker.
If you'd like to hear more from Joe Parcell about AI's use to agriculture, there's a link you can use on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. It took me a bit to understand what was going on, but eventually I learned I had anxiety. Now I'm getting help for it and feeling so much better. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore.
Mental Health Care is working. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
The Todd Almost Show.
Green Bay's a fine town, but I'm just telling you, you're better off to take a horse. Don't drive in Green Bay, and for God's sake, don't get a parking ticket. So how about this? We find out how much revenue does Green Bay get from parking tickets, and we say that the Packers are going to donate that, and we're going to have free parking in Green Bay. How about that? Todd for mayor of Green Bay.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at Civic Media.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.